Okay, next comment is...
We didn't get to the emergency.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that you, Barbara?
Yeah. Okay, and I don't know if there's pilots here, but this is Star Cosmo. It's a bulk carrier, deep draft ship coming into the bulk port at Sears Port. And another recent arrival was the Santa Helena, arrived on March, arrival draft, as you can see, at 33.75 feet, but design draft of 42.4. So there's a lot of bulk ships that also come into this port. I just wanted to make that point.
Okay, great. Next comment.
Oh, wait a minute. Now let me go to the Mercury.
There
okay,
you go.
So, because that was another question.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so we sampled, the cores went to down to refusal or to the depth of the dredge when we did the barb cores, and you can see that in our report. And what we do, and this is our sampling plan, is we sample, do grain size analysis for the full core, and then we determine what material needs to be tested that would have contaminants. And in this case, we tested the top 2 feet. That was the area that was determined would hold contaminants. And I just wanted to show you this other slide to demonstrate, let me see if I can get to it. Just a sec. From the other study. Oops, here we go. Just to sort of support that 2 foot. I had this as a backup, but this is from that detailed mercury study. This shows that below 50 centimeters, you're into natural material. So this is from the most contaminated portion of the Penobscot River. You can see that a lot of the contamination is in the less about 1 foot range. This is in centimeters, unfortunately, on this side. But below 50 centimeters, 1.6 feet below that level, you have no contaminants. And that's in the most contaminated portion of that foot point area. So I just want to use that as a demonstration. So I know people say, well, why did you have asked, why did you test the top 2 feet? Because that's the area where you would see the contaminants. Below that is apparent natural material.
Did we touch all of the spaces? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Next comment.